This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And, you know, we always start with the biggest story. This one is our biggest story yesterday here at the station was a sad one. Fred Fowler, who was on the afternoon show with A.J. Hoffman, they worked together for 12 years. We got a text from A.J. He goes on with Fred. Fred had a podcast that he was doing. I don't know if it was a daily basis or what, but on Thursdays, A.J. would join him, and he texted him, and he called him, and there was no response. And apparently there was no response for Fred on his couch yesterday, and Fred Fowler passed yesterday. Really surprising. We had asked AJ, and he said, yeah, he just hadn't been doing well lately. So he don't know. He didn't know exactly. He didn't have any details, but he just had not been doing well lately, and he just passed. He was unresponsive on his couch. Fred was part of the family here for years. We will talk to AJ. He's in Vegas, so it's really early for him there. He'll join us at 9 o'clock to talk about Fred. But his son puts out, thank you for all the kind words about my brother. His brother, Patrick, thank you for all the kind words about my brother. He was one of a kind. I'm truly at a loss for words. Love you, big brother. That was Patrick Fowler after A.J. Hoffman had announced that he had passed.
And John Paul Fowler also.
Yeah, John Paul. John Paul has listened to our show for years.
Yeah, I didn't see him say anything yesterday, yeah. So a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, I may not be doing my NFL draft stuff if not for Fred Fowler, because Fred asked me to start writing for the Houston Chronicle, I think back in about 2004, maybe. The first time he reached out to me was 2001, early 2001, to come speak at a AP sports writers event in Austin about whether or not newspapers, this is going to seem crazy to you now, but whether or not newspapers should have point spreads in the newspaper lines. And so the NCAA, so it was me on this dais, it was somebody from the NCAA, and it was DeLoss Dodds. And then it was somebody else, an AP sports writer, you know, whoever was in charge of whoever's vice president of their organization. And I argue for the fact that it's not a bad thing, and that, you know, because is it going to create gambling and all this? And I said it, you know, it helps people measure how much better one team is over another. So I was pretty young when he asked me to do that. And then because he knew I had a handicapping business, then he liked our show. Fred was a longtime listener. And then he asked me to start writing in the Houston Chronicle of fantasy football. He recognized, you know, Fred was very forward-thinking. He was the editor of the Houston Chronicle. There's a lot of people who may not know that, but Fred was the editor of the Houston Chronicle when it was still going pretty strong, and he recognized that he wanted me to write fantasy football columns, which was not something that they were doing. He wanted an MMA coverage, so he created MMA coverage for the Chronicle. It was not something that was going on at the time. And then I morphed from the fantasy football article. He wanted me to have my own blog, and so I did. And my blog was very well read, really good numbers on that. And I went from making it a fantasy football blog to, hey, do you mind if I go into NFL draft? He goes, yeah, absolutely. So I started covering NFL draft through my blog, The Z Report, on the Houston Chronicle. And people, you know, back then you would have a lot more notice for, well, I mean, that people picked that up. Like my blog, I broke Albert Haynesworth's free agent stuff on that blog.
Which you caught a bunch for.
Yeah, I caught a bunch of crap for because it was early and I had to wait it out to make sure the numbers were right, and the numbers were right and all the information was right. But I started doing NFL draft stuff, and it was from there that I got some attention by some people, you know, that are decision makers in the NFL. And it's just Fred recognized some things in me that allowed me to eventually do what I'm doing now, which is not just radio, but he was a big listener of the radio show, a big part of the Houston Chronicle and the sports scene. I know that all those writers know that. He was really, he was a friendly guy to me my entire career. Just really, really good. And really, I know, loved listening to our show, and he listened to that before he did his own show. And so I think he took, you know, some of that a little bit. But Fred was a, it was really tough to hear that, because Fred is not an old guy. And
no, and, too young.
Yeah, I did not know about, you know, how tough things were on Fred. So it was sad to hear you.
Yeah, that it apparently AJ had said, you know, since he had left here, that things weren't going. Although I did see him, Dana and I were over at Damaris, and when he was working for Mattress Mack, he seemed happy. He did seem happy. He thought that, you know, he said, you know, he would talk to Dana about Mattress Mack. Mattress Mack was contributing to the basketball team, but not to the football team. And Fred said, "Hey, I'll talk to Mack about that," because Fred was a big Coug. He loved the Cougs.
Yeah.
So he wanted to see them succeed. So, he seemed happy. He really did. And he was writing over there for Mattress Mack, and then that came to an end, and he was doing his podcast, and apparently it wasn't going well for Fred. That's a shame. But there was quite the outpouring. They had quite the following. AJ,
yeah,
and Fred. That was a show that, you know, they had their listeners that people have been calling in and saying sports here. Obviously knew what they, anytime you called into their show, you just say sports, boys, sports, and they would reply, "What sports to you?" And
they didn't make sports, like, you know, I think one of the reasons Fred liked our show is because we didn't always just stick to sports.
No, they didn't did stick to stuff, sports much
same,
at all.
Yeah, and they did a lot of the yeah. same stuff.
Yeah, they did. They did. They liked to talk about everything, and that was what was the beauty of the show. Anyway, yeah. So it was a shocking, actually, if you want to know the truth, when AJ texted us that, and I know that. A lot of you that listen here, probably there are a lot of you that listen to that show as well. So if you want to call in and have any thoughts, you're more than welcome to do that at 713-780-3776, the number. We will continue this throughout the day here on the show. I know Jeremy Branham, he tweeted what Fred meant to him, that he in his career early on, how Fred took him under his wing. A lot of people are chiming in about it. You're more than welcome to call in if you would like to. And AJ is going to join us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans, very interesting day yesterday. A couple of things. So Tim Settle is coming. He's a bigger guy. Mm-hmm. And you got him for a lot cheaper than Armstead signed for with the Jaguars. Holy crap. That was a big number. 15, yeah. 17 a year was quite the number for... Eric Armstead.
You're out of the mix on that one.
Yeah.
Tim Settle. Wonder if it broke down because you knew how much Eric Armstead, because you couldn't have paid Eric Armstead.
You couldn't have done that. For whatever reason, it did break down. Well, maybe because of the Daniil.
Well, the Hunter, they said the Hunter number.
The Daniil Hunter, yeah. Yeah. That's why they stopped.
No offense, Eric, but I think I'd rather have Hunter.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I mean, everybody, right now is putting
Autry
at tackle. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're going to do. He's played some defensive tackle, but really he's more of a five technique. Like, it would make sense if they were going to play a standard 3-4, but I don't know how they're going to line it up. I think you're going to have that under front, so he'll be basically, I think, lined up over the left tackle, and then you'll have Will Anderson playing outside that, and then Danielle Hunter's going to look like a standard defensive end on the weak side, I think, or on the strong side, I think, is what it's going to look like.
You think?
So, yeah, I think that's probably, but then you're going to have, Tim Settle's a starter.
Yeah.
Who else would it be?
Oh, Fatukasi.
No, he's not. He's not Japanese. He's Nigerian.
Oh, are you? His name is.
I understand, but he's not a Japanese defensive player.
Are you caught up on Shogun yet?
No, I'm not.
You know, are you caught up, Del, on Shogun? Yeah. Oh, when I heard they signed Fatukasi, I was like, oh, nice.
No, it's not. There's nothing Japanese about Fatukasi.
Oh, okay, but I don't know. Is if Danico, so let me ask you a question.
Here he is. That doesn't look like a Japanese man.
Yeah. Floronzo. Oh, Fatukasi. So did they sign Danico before they knew they were getting Danilo? And or in case they didn't get Danilo and they were gonna play him outside and they were gonna do whatever they had to do inside? And because priority one was stopping the run this year. Are you better at stopping the run right now?
I can't say that you are necessarily. From what we can tell, you do have Tim Settle, who's a bigger body than the guys they had previously. But they did make a run at Sheldon Rankins. I mean, they tried to.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to move on from Malik Collins to what Aaron Wilson said.
Well, he wasn't great against the run either. He was good against the pass.
So they went after, according to reports, they went after Sheldon Rankins, offered him $1 million less than who Bengals, I think, who signed him. So he's a good sub rusher. Like, Autry has played. He did play some D tackle for the Colts. with Ballard. Ballard said he is a dirt dog, just really tough, really a tough guy. So maybe he beefs up to 295 and plays defensive tackle, but I look at him more as a sub-package rusher inside, like a guy who will rush from inside. Maybe the Texans will play a little bit more of a true 3-4, an odd front look where he's a five technique and you have Settle as a nose and maybe you have Dylan Horton is a five technique. I don't know the timetable on Dylan Horton's return, honestly. And then you have Hunter outside, and you have Will Anderson outside. I don't think so. That's not – they stay in base of nickel, so I don't really think that's what they're going to do. I'm kind of curious about what they're going to do because they're not like two beefy defensive tackles inside. That's not – they got one, but I'm not really sure – if they view him as a sub-package rusher. When they're in nickel, they bring in Autry, and he just rushes – from inside and plays from inside. Maybe he's not in on first downs. He's 33 years old. If that's the case, then they still have to draft defensive tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's still, I don't
or
think
sign.
That's
I don't think
the,
it's done.
Even still, you still probably want some depth anyway.
Yeah. I don't think it's done.
Yeah. All right.
Settle was a 1-year deal, wasn't he? Or was he a two?
Two years.
It was two. Okay.
7 to 3.5 each year. Yeah. So it's, and you got him relatively cheap, which ain't too bad.
No, he's not bad. He's athletic for a big. Like, I like him coming out. Gets a little sloppy sometimes, body-wise, but that's not exactly what D'Amico tends to look for.
Porky,
but,
hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
No, Hunter, you had to make a tough choice.
Yeah.
Because of what it came down to was Hunter or Armstead, I guess.
Yeah, I think you could have got away with the Autry on the outside and Anderson and then Armstead inside.
I think you could have, too.
Yeah.
That's why it was interesting that's... You know, I wonder if they didn't feel as good that they for sure could get Armstead.
Yeah, interesting. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get
Armstead's
in here.
Maybe Armstead's injuries over the last 2 years bothered him.
Yeah, maybe.
Hunter stays healthy
for
the most part.
Yep. Time to talk about locksmith. Time to talk about your locks. time to talk about Houston Safe and Lock, okay, and King Safe and Lock. They're both the same company, and between the two of them, they put in a bunch of locks and a bunch of safes. Nobody puts in more safes than Houston Safe and Lock and King Safe and Lock, and the locks are also, it's incredible what they can do. Key cards, PIN codes, smart devices. If you're looking for a great way for your business to make sure that you know who's coming and going at every, if you have multiple doors at your business, this is something that you need. This way you can keep track of who's coming in, which door, and what's going in, what's going out. It really, really, really is a key to your business to make sure that everything is safe and you want to have the best and the best installation and people who know what they're doing. And that's Derek DeSola over at Houston Safe and Lock. 713-522-5555. They know everything about locks. They know everything about safes. They know everything about locks. They're going to take care of that business for you. This is what they do, and they do it perfectly for you. Every single time. 975safe.com. If you need any kind of a lock or safe, there's one place to go, Houston Safe and Lock.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here and get in with us. The other news from the Texans yesterday was the extension for Joe Mixon. 3 years, $27 million. Nine per year. At his age,
that was a surprise.
He's going to be here for four more years. At his age, that's interesting. Well, they've given him.
I'll see what the contract looks like, but it's
13 guaranteed.
Longer than I expected.
That's
a longer contract than I expected. I thought maybe the way it's set up is so that he can. So that they could create a little bit of cap space. I was thinking maybe they would do that, but I don't know. And maybe they did. We'll find out. We'll find out what it is. They've got his two. See, they said a 2 year, 19.7. But didn't you say it was 3 years?
327.
Yeah, that's what we saw. Because this says Joe Mixon signed a 2 year, 19.75 contract with the Texans, including $13 million guaranteed and an average annual salary of 9.8. Mixon will earn a base salary of 2.2 and a roster bonus of, so his base salary is only going to be 2.2 million.
That's what first came out is 3 years, 27. Maybe this is that updated? When is that?
Well, I don't know. This is what SpotTrack has. I don't know.
They got him 24. They got a 3 year extension here on SpotTrack.
No, they've got a 3 year. No, this is, yeah. This is the contract he signed is on top of what's already in place. No. Remember,
the one you're looking for, 2 years, 19.75, is what he just signed, isn't it? Is what he signed with the Bengals.
That says contract.
That's what he's playing under.
Oh, it says he signed a contract with Houston, but maybe so. Oh,
okay.
Maybe because they took on that contract, but that's the wrong situation. Regardless, his cap number, his base number is actually
6.1 this year, cap hit.
Yeah, cap hit 6.1.
Right.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah. So, but it's a bit surprising, Joe Mixon getting an extension already. I guess Nick is looking more long-term than he is, these shorter contracts that he had been signing. He's got, he's starting to give some. You would ask, when is he going to start to give some 3 year deals? When is he going to start to give some 4 year deals? Mm-hmm. And he started.
Well, Joe Mixon, from an age standpoint, is only 28. He has played in the league a little while, but there was some question about whether or not this is where you'd love to have your sports science department if you can start tracking. If you go look at his next gen data and find out are there runs where you start to see that, okay, his numbers are down from a speed standpoint? Because if you start to lose your juice it's a little bit of a concern. But Joe Mixon is a three down player, can catch the ball, can run, can get you touchdowns with short yardage stuff. I mean, there's value in Joe Mixon. I just wonder if we're a little bit buying into the name more than the game right now, because Bengals fans seem to be just fine with losing him. They liked him, but and what he did for them, but the fans that saw him every day thought, he's not the same guy he once was. So it'll be interesting to see what, you know, their offensive line also, I think, is pretty average at best. So when the Texans are healthy, it'll be interesting to see what Mixon can do.
How much better is
finally he gets to a good quarterback also, away from Burrow and those guys, and gets to a real quarterback in C.J. Stroud.
Gosh.
A real Ohio State, a guy who was able to fight through adversity
and actually win the job at Ohio State and not transfer and quit like a loser.
Like a loser? You mean like a national champ?
Yeah.
Like a national champ?
Thankfully, he had Jamar.
Like a champ?
Thankfully, he had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Thankfully, he made those two.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because Justin Jefferson isn't a great player by himself.
No, Justin Jefferson.
He had three first rounders, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and also
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, he was great.
He had three first.
Yeah, look at what he did.
Thankfully, he got to a place where they could lift him up, because boy, what a loser he was at Ohio State.
Yeah,
yeah, that's sad, really, what happened.
No, how stupid is Ohio State? They decided Justin Fields was be a better option than Joe Burrow.
Well, they did make a national title game.
Ohio State. Yeah,
well,
great.
Well, they did make a national title game.
Yeah, they did. How'd they do?
Well, one of those guys plays.
How'd they do? How'd that work out?
One of those guys plays.
How'd that work out for them?
And answers the bell. One of those guys.
And one of them won the greatest offensive team in college football history.
He doesn't ever play. He's the sleeping bag.
The Houston Texans and running back Joe Mixon have agreed to a three-year, $27 million contract extension, according to The Athletic. $13 million in guarantees. It's confusing.
Well,
what
over
spot
the track has
up.
It as Joe Mixon signed a. Oh no, that's Bengals. They still don't have anything.
Yeah. So whatever the case may be, interesting that the Texans aren't going to be letting. Maybe Nick is a little bit tired of. I got to redo deals every year. Okay, you know what? We know Joe Mixon is a good back. Let's just lock him up.
Well, you also start getting. For them to do that, you also start getting. You get to play the compensatory pick game, where you can let guys walk, and you don't have to sign more than you lose. When you're always signing more than you lose, you can never get a comp pick. It's nice to have comp picks.
Yeah.
It's nice to get you get a fourth and a sixth. Guess what? Two comp picks, you can use those things now to move around in the draft and go target the guys you want. That draft capital is a big deal. Many teams now are really into playing the compensatory pick game. The only way you can do that, though, is by drafting players and having a roster, a core roster, where you don't have to sign more. You cannot get a compensatory pick, no matter who you lose and for how much they sign, if you sign more than you lose. You must lose more than you sign. Not even, we lost five, we signed five. You must lose, and they have to be qualified.
They have to be, yeah.
They have to be qualifying, right. too. There's a certain amount that they have to get.
Exactly. Yes, they have to qualify for that. They can't just be guys, street guys that aren't going to be.
No,
they're
small
not worth
contracts
anything. Right.
Are not.
No,
they not don't worth, even no. count.
All right. Very interesting day for your Houston Texans yesterday. I think they're. I don't know. I guess the Eagles. We had Mike Tannenbaum on yesterday talking about who's winning the postseason. They're doing a hell of a job. He's just doing a hell of a job. Whether or not they are better, priority one. Was that defensive line, and I think the biggest question is going to be whether or not DeNico Autry can be a run stopper in this defense.
Yeah, that's really what I really am curious about. Whenever there's questions asked, I am curious about what is his role. You know, is he going to play inside, or is he going to play outside? I texted my friend DeMeco. He did not answer back. He doesn't really answer back that often. Maybe he doesn't know we're friends. Maybe he doesn't know that I back him up and I'm his number one supporter.
Yeah, my friend, exactly. Define friend.
Okay, well, okay, so friend. So I did sit. He sat in front of me on a plane once.
Okay.
Well, you think we're friends.
Yeah.
And we're not.
Well, we are.
We're not, actually.
I sat next to Bobby and
me
talked and, to
me
him.
Me and Dell are friends, but
if you
were
a
that's not true
if, you're a trash ass
If you're on a staff and you.
You're drunk and John, so there's not much of a difference.
If you sit around me, I'm going to talk to you, and once I talk to you.
No.
There's, it's kind
then
of
we're
bond.
Friends?
You don't have a personality.
Are you and Bobby friends for life now?
I'd say he probably would say that. Like, yeah, it's, I'm more than an acquaintance.
Let me ask
now.
You something. If I said Lance Zierlein to him, would he know what that meant?
Yes, he would.
He'd probably be annoyed. PTSD.
Yeah.
Do you think Lance, if that you don't know Lance.
Because I was killing him.
Does he have an engaging personality? Like, John, if you didn't know Lance, but he came up to you and talked to you, would you be like, yeah, I want to talk to that guy some more?
Yes.
I'm asking so. John, not you.
Very much so.
Let's take a break.
You're not going to answer?
Let's take a break.
No, the answer is yes.
The answer is, so. I mean, it's obvious what the answer is, Del. Let's take a break. Okay? Well, so I don't even have to answer that question.
It's too obvious.
Yes. I don't even have to
answer. We're wasting time.
My friend. That's a waste. It's a waste of time. When we have a very important show here. So this is a very important edition of The Bench.
We're not The Bench anymore.
We're not?
It's not the name of the show anymore.
Okay. Well, I know what the name of the game is this week. How about them Cougs? What'd I tell you about revenge games? Did you play them? Did you play them at my bookie? Because you got more money in your account today. I'm telling you that you got all of the lines. This is an awesome, awesome time at my bookie because the NCAA tournament is here, and it's just so much fun to be playing these games, to have a little something-something on them. When you're watching the game, that 27-point game actually means something, right? And if you don't have anything on it, you're like, whatevs. But if you got minus 28, every basket's pretty important when the score is 20, when they're up by 27. So it is a big deal. It's so much more fun. And you do it at MyBookie. And you get a nice bonus, a pretty big bonus when you sign up for the first time or when you're depositing more money into your account. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you lose and you got to reload. When you reload, put in promo code, or when you sign up, put in promo code BET975 and get your bonus. Make sure that you cash in with your bonus every time that you sign up at MyBookie. It's fun to play. The tournament is here. You need a place to go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. 3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here and get in with us. The other news from the Texans yesterday was the extension for Joe Mixon. 3 years, $27 million. $9 million per year. At his age,
that was a surprise.
He's going to be here for 4 more years. At his age, that's interesting. Well, at least they've given him.
I'll see what the contract looks like, but it's
13 guaranteed.
Longer than I expected.
Yeah,
that's a longer contract than I expected. I thought maybe the way it's set up is so that he can. You know, so that they could create a little bit of cap space. I was thinking maybe they would do that, but I don't know. And, you know, maybe they did. We'll find out. We'll find out what it is. They've got his they said a 2 year, 19.7, but didn't you say it was 3 years?
327.
Yeah, that's what we saw. Cause it says Joe Mixon signed a 2 year, 19.75 contract with the Texans, including $13 million guaranteed and an average annual salary of 9.8. Mixon will earn a base salary of 2.2 and a roster bonus of. So his base salary is only going to be 2.2 million.
That's what first came out. Is 3 years, 27. Maybe this is that updated? When is that?
Well, I don't know. This is what SpotTrac has. I don't know.
Well, they got him 24. They got a 3 year extension here on SpotTrac.
No, they've got a 3 year. No, this is, yeah. This is the contract he signed is on top of what's already in place. Remember, they take on what's
the one
in
you're
place.
Looking for. 2 years, 19.75 is what he just signed, isn't it? Is what he signed with the Bengals.
That says contract.
That's what he's playing under.
Oh, it says he signed a contract with Houston, but maybe so.
Oh, okay,
maybe because they took on that contract. But that's the wrong situation. Regardless, his cap number, his base number is actually.
6.1 this year, cap hit.
Yeah, cap hit 6.1.
Right.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah. So, but that's a bit surprising
Joe Mixon getting an extension already. I guess Nick is looking more long term than he is. You know, these shorter contracts that he had been signing, he's got. You know, he's starting to give some. You would ask, when is he going to start to give some 3-year deals? When is he going to start to give some 4-year deals? Mm-hmm. And he started.
Well, you know, Joe Mixon from an age standpoint is only 28. He has played in the league a little while, but there was some question about whether or not this is where you'd love to have your sports science department. If you can start tracking, you know, if you go look at his next gen data and find out are there runs where you start to see that, okay, his numbers are down from a speed standpoint, because if you start to lose your juice, it's a little bit of a concern. But Joe Mixon is a three down player, can catch the ball, can run, can get you touchdowns with short yardage stuff. I mean, there's value in Joe Mixon. I just wonder if we're a little bit buying into the name more than the game right now, because Bengals fans seem to be just fine with losing him. They liked him, but and what he did for them, but the fans that saw him every day thought, he's not the same guy he once was. So it'll be interesting to see what, you know, their offensive line also, I think, is pretty average at best. So when the Texans are healthy, it'll be interesting to see what Mixon can do.
How much better is
finally he gets to a good quarterback also, away from Burrow and those guys, and gets to a real quarterback in C.J. Stroud.
Gosh.
A real Ohio State, a guy who was able to fight through adversity
and actually win the job at Ohio State and not transfer and quit like a loser.
Like a loser? You mean like a national champ?
Yeah.
Like a national champ?
Thankfully, he had Jamar.
Like a champ?
Thankfully, he had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, thankfully, he made those two.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because Justin Jefferson isn't a great player by himself.
No, Justin
Jefferson. He had three first-rounders, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and also
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, he was great.
He had three first rounds.
Yeah, look at what he did.
Thankfully, he got to a place where they could lift him up, because, boy, what a loser he was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad, really, what happened.
No, how stupid is Ohio State? They decided Justin Fields would be a better option than Joe Burrow.
Well, they did make a national title game.
Ohio State. Yeah,
well,
great.
Well, they did make a national title game.
Yeah, they did. How'd they do?
Well, one of those guys plays.
How'd they do? How'd that work out?
One of those guys plays.
How'd that work out for them?
And answers the bell. One of those guys.
And one of them won the greatest offensive team in college football history.
He doesn't ever play. He's the sleeping bag.
The Houston Texans and running back Joe Mixon have agreed to a 3-year, $27 million contract extension, according to The Athletic. $13 million in guarantees. It's confusing.
Well,
what
over the track has it as Joe Mixon signed a. Oh no, that's Bengals. They still don't have anything.
Yeah. So whatever the case may be, interesting that the Texans aren't going to be letting. Maybe Nick is a little bit tired of. I got to redo deals every year. Okay, you know what? We know Joe Mixon is a good back. Let's just lock him up.
Well, you also start getting. For them to do that, you also start getting. You get to play the compensatory pick game, where you can let guys walk, and you don't have to sign more than you lose. When you're always signing more than you lose, you can never get a comp pick. It's nice to have comp picks.
Yeah.
It's nice to get you get a fourth and a sixth. Guess what? Two comp picks, you can use those things now to move around in the draft and go target the guys you want. That draft capital is a big deal. Many teams now are really into playing the compensatory pick game. The only way you can do that, though, is by drafting players and having a core roster, where you don't have to sign more. You cannot get a compensatory pick, no matter who you lose and for how much they sign, if you sign more than you lose. You must lose more than you sign. Not even, we lost five, we signed five. You must lose, and they have to be qualified. They have to be qualifying,
too.
There's a certain amount that they have to get.
Exactly. Yes, they have to qualify for that. They can't just be guys, street guys that aren't going to be.
No,
they're
small
not worth
contracts
anything. Right.
Are not.
No,
they not don't worth, even no. count.
All right. Very interesting day for your Houston Texans yesterday. I think they're. I don't know. I guess the Eagles. We had Mike Tannenbaum on yesterday talking about who's winning the postseason. They're doing a hell of a job. He's just doing a hell of a job. Whether or not they are better, priority one was that defensive line, and I think the biggest question is going to be whether or not Denico Autry can be a run stopper in this defense.
Yeah, that's really what I really am curious about. Whenever there's questions asked, I am curious about what is his role. You know, is he going to play inside, or is he going to play outside? I texted my friend D'Amico. He did not answer back. He doesn't really answer back that often. Maybe he doesn't know we're friends. Maybe he doesn't know that I back him up and I'm his number one supporter.
Yeah, my friend, exactly. Define friend.
Okay, well, okay, so friend. So I did sit. He sat in front of me on a plane once.
Okay.
Well, you think we're friends.
Yeah.
And we're not.
Well, so we are.
We're not, actually.
I sat next to Bobby and talked to him.
Me and Dell are friends, but
you were a
That's not true either.
You're a trash ass.
If you're on a staff. And you
you're drunk and John, so there's not much of a difference.
If you sit around me, I'm going to talk to you. And once I talk to you, there's it's kind
then
of
we're
bond.
Friends.
You don't have a personality.
Are you and Bobby friends for life now?
I'd say he probably would say that. Like, yeah, it's I'm more than an acquaintance.
Let me ask
now.
You
if
something.
If I said Lance Zierlein to him, would he know what that meant?
Yes, he would.
He'd probably be annoyed. PTSD.
Yeah.
Do you think Lance, if
that
you don't know Lance.
Because I was killing.
Does he have an engaging personality? Like, John, if you didn't know Lance. But he came up to you and talked to you. Would you be like, yeah, I want to talk to that guy some more?
Yes.
I'm asking John, not you.
Very much so.
Let's take a break.
You're not going to answer?
Let's take a break.
No, the answer is yes.
The answer is, I mean, it's obvious what the answer is, Del. Let's take a break. Okay? Well, so I don't even have to answer that question.
It's too obvious.
Yes. I don't even have to
We're wasting time.
My friend. That's a waste. It's a waste of time. When we have a very important show here. So this is a very important edition of The Bench.
We're not The Bench anymore.
We're not?
It's not the name of the show anymore.
Okay. Well, I know what the name of the game is this week. How about them Cougs? What did I tell you about revenge games? Did you play them? Did you play them at my bookie? Because you got more money in your account today. I'm telling you... that you got all of the lines, this is an awesome, awesome time at my bookie because the NCAA tournament is here and it's just so much fun to be playing these games, to have a little something, something on them. When you're watching the game, that 27-point game actually means something, right? And if you don't have anything on it, you're like, whatevs. But if you got minus 28, every basket's pretty important when the score is 20, when they're up by 27. So it is a big deal. It's so much more fun. And you do it at MyBookie. And you get a nice bonus, a pretty big bonus when you sign up for the first time or when you're depositing more money into your account. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you lose and you got to reload. When you reload, put in promo code, or when you sign up, put in promo code BET975 and get your bonus. Make sure that you cash in with your bonus every time that you sign up at MyBookie. It's fun to play. The tournament is here. You need a place to go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:51 on the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rockets win last night. How about 6 wins in 7 games?
Boy, Washington is a disaster.
They're bad.
Did you see there was a sequence where it looked like something you would literally see at like an 8th grade, seventh grade freshman basketball
off
B-team,
the side of the
backboard. The ball goes flying. People are jumping around, just throwing their hands up. They lose the ball. Rockets go down. And like it was, oh, my gosh. Jalen Green, another big game.
Yeah.
Season and high.
They're playing pretty well. They're
yesterday.
Moving. Apparently, I don't know. I don't know because it's not a bona fide sort. I don't know. But I saw where since the All-Star break, they are running. They're like their time of possession is one of the lowest in the NBA.
So they've gone more pace.
Yeah, more pace, much much higher pace now. They're moving the ball. They're moving. They're fast breaking. So they're playing. They're playing wonderful defense as well. Amen inserted into the starting lineup.
Man, and is he an energy guy?
He is.
Just good things happen when Amen Thompson
is
in a
perfect
game.
Pick for
it really is Rime Udoka. Yeah. It really is, and you. That's why I know you asked what I thought, like how he'd be. I just think he's perfect for Ime. He's a rebounder. He's a loose ball guy. He's can guard multiple positions. Like we get so caught up in just shooting, but the reality is there's so much more to basketball than just that. And he's, man, Amen Thompson. gets loose balls. Amon Thompson is an off-ball shot blocker who can come over and help you on the weak side. He's going to get steals. He's got the speed to outrun you on a transition and get a dunk. Like, it's just a great pickup for Ime Udoka and the Rockets. Really, yeah. Really good one. Another good job by Rafael Stone recognizing talent in the draft. You have to say it. 37 points for Jalen yesterday. 15 of 23 from the field. Very
did
good
you
day.
See
five
him
threes.
Break the dude's ankles.
And then look at him. Yeah. Then shoot and turn his back and run down as the ball's still going up. Like, it was the most confident shot that I've ever
seen.
That
was James Harden-esque.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, James put him on his back and then, on the backside and then stood there and looked at him. It was the Wizards. There is a video. So we found out last week or the week before that Shohei Ohtani got married,
uh-huh.
Right? Or when they reported.
By the way, Amen, 20 and 11 rebounds. I mean, Amen's rebound numbers are insane.
His hops are crazy.
Crazy. And he's there around
how
everything.
Quick he gets up. He's blocking Kevin Durant. He blocked Bol Bol, didn't he?
Four assists, three steals. Like, man, yeah. His activity level and hustle level is fantastic.
Shohei Ohtani got married. And apparently there's video now of his wife who plays basketball. And the video, Barstool put it out. Of her, she can play. She can go. She's got a left
some
hand.
Three-on-three league.
Yeah, but then she plays. She plays regular basketball.
Yeah,
too.
I would imagine.
And it said she could start for the Wizards. The Wizards are they're the worst team. They're worse than the Pistons, who like set the record for most consecutive losses.
They got 11
wins. And they're worse now than the Pistons.
Yeah,
that's how bad they are.
They got 11 wins right now, and they are not headed for many more this year.
No, Tari Eason put out, remember Kyle Kuzma put out, you don't want to be that team that loses to Detroit when they had the streak going.
Yeah.
Then Tari put that out last night, you don't want to be that team that loses to the Wizards right now. Yeah. Anyway, the Rockets win again. They've won 6 of 7 now and are heading for that. Dare I say that they could get to 40? Dare I say?
Yeah.
They've already hit the over on
it's
the.
It's a challenge. It'll be a challenge because of the loss of Şengün, but, you
they're
know.
Playing
they're playing
great without
good
him.
Basketball. They're yeah. Well, they've great. Only had two games. I
yeah,
guess.
But they're playing really good without
they get to play the Wizards.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's going to be good.
And the Spurs.
Yeah. Two of the worst.
But it was Şengün who embarrassed Wembanyama here. Wembanyama here, and he wasn't there for that one, and they still got the job. Well, Dylan Brooks took care of that business for him, and the physicality took care of the business for him. 713-780-3776, but that's a fun team to watch now, too. They're playing defense, and they're running. The isolation ball, hopefully, is...
I love that they keep winning and having fun, man. Yeah. It's great. This is fun to watch. Finish it up as strong as you can. Move on to next season, but... It's going to be, you know, it's really going to be, my son Alec was arguing with me about Jalen Green. He wants to get rid of, like, he doesn't want to give Jalen Green any credit because he thinks that means you're part of team weight on Jalen. I said, look, I'm not part of team weight on Jalen. I think Jalen is just, I don't think there's, I like how he's playing. I think he's going to have even better trade value. The reality is, I think they're getting a little too backed up in the backcourt. But then again, what I don't know, this is a wild card, John. What if Cam Whitmore's not a guy that has the, what if Ime doesn't love his, what if he's not as all in with the team? Like, if there's anything personality-wise that bothers Ime Udoka about Cam Whitmore, does that limit what they can do with, because I don't want to pay Jalen Green a max dollar contract.
It's funny, though. Cam Whitmore's defensive rating has been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic. It's just that
body language.
Brittany Mahomes resting face that he's got.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the only reason I ask is there a chance that they're not, like, I can't see the Rockets having the two max dollar players. And I know this is a chance for on the heels of a big game against the Wizards. I want Jalen to do well. And I can tell you, Jalen had a great game yesterday. You don't make excuses that Alec had this awful argument that, yeah, he can do all this when he's shooting like 70% from the field. He said, that's not the norm, though. I'm like, you can't. If you're going to make a sports argument, don't argue, oh, this doesn't count because he shot 70% from the field. That's really good.
That's really good.
Acknowledge he had a good game. Acknowledge that he's playing well, and you can still argue that you don't want him long term.
Jalen's making it tough. Either that or you're going to get a lot in return for him. Hopefully, you're going to get more in return for him anyway.
I want Jalen to play well.
Yes.
Either way.
A time for, you know who plays well? Robin over at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. It's the place to go. Go to the website and see what they're doing. It's everywhere. She gave me a list of all of the different places, Woodlands Waterway. She gave me the Ferris wheel. So many different businesses. Oh, Nico Nico's, my man over there, Nico Nico's, all of his stuff, Houston Powder Coated. And you can see how wonderful it is at his different locations. And it just comes out perfect. And here's the thing, when they had the Astros chair, now we can't promote that, but your favorite team, whatever your favorite team is, they can do the colors for that. You want your favorite team's colors in your backyard with your patio furniture? How cool is that? Everybody comes over and you got Astros or Texans you got to change your colors now because they're changing their colors. But all of the different colors that you can have, when you go and tailgate, you got those chairs that have been Houston powder coated to the team's colors, your burnt orange or your maroon. Awesome. They do this every single day. They do it great. They do it better than anybody. 5-star customer reviews. Pickup and free delivery. Free pickup and free delivery. Patio furniture, car parts, boat parts, whatever it is. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.